From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Federal prosecutors have placed terrorism charges against the Uzbek immigrant accused of running down eight people with a truck in New York City. Saifulo Saipov, 29 years old, was shot in the stomach by a policeman. Charges against him include providing material support to a terror group and destruction of motor vehicles. It's not known when he can make his first court appearance. He allegedly drove a rented truck down a crowded bicycle path in downtown Manhattan Tuesday afternoon, running over bike riders and pedestrians. The truck hit a school bus and Saipov jumped out of the damaged truck. He was waving what turned out to be a paintball gun and a pellet gun before he was shot by a New York police officer. Investigators who've questioned him in his hospital bed, that is, say he planned the attack for weeks. He said he did it in the name of the Islamic State and is proud of what he did. Tempers flared as U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday grilled Facebook, Twitter, and Google representatives about Russia's use of their platforms to spread disinformation during the 2016 presidential campaign, as well as the company's efforts to prevent a repeat. Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat from California, said, "I don't think you get it. What we're talking about is a cataclysmic change. What we're talking about is a major foreign power with the sophistication and ability to involve themselves in an American presidential election and sow conflict and discord all over this nation." She said the social media companies bear ultimate responsibility, that is, for the material that is posted on their site. This is VOA News. Recent developments in corruption cases against South African President Jacob Zuma make it increasingly possible that his party will ask him to step down before the end of his term. But Zuma continues to fight for his political life. VOA's Anita Powell has the story from Johannesburg.
The many twists and turns in the ongoing, seemingly never-ending corruption scandals plaguing President Jacob Zuma are too long and complicated to summarize, says David Lewis, executive director of Corruption Watch. Highlights include a recent court ruling that 783 charges of corruption against Zuma, once dismissed by prosecutors, can be reinstated. He's also accused of allowing a wealthy Indian family, the Guptas, to choose ministers and otherwise wield extraordinary influence in his government. Lewis, who heads South Africa-based monitoring group, says he is concerned about where this saga has left the country after 8 years under Zuma.
One of arguably the most critical impact of the whole saga, the whole state capture saga, is the extent to which key institutions have been damaged and the extent to which people loyal to the president and have been appointed to head critical state institutions, from the National Prosecuting Authority to major state-owned enterprises to South African Revenue Services to many of the police agencies.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Myanmar is accusing neighboring Bangladesh of delaying the return of Rohingya Muslims forced to flee across the border to avoid a brutal campaign against them by Myanmar's military. A spokesman for Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, told state media that Bangladesh is waiting to begin the repatriation process until it receives $400 million in international aid. The spokesman said, "Over their receipt of this amount, we are now afraid of delaying the program of deporting the refugees." The United States is reported to be pursuing direct diplomacy behind the scenes with North Korea. The Reuters news agency on Wednesday reported that it had learned from an unnamed State Department official that Joseph Yun, the U.S. special envoy to North Korea, has been speaking with diplomats stationed at the North's United Nations mission, utilizing what is known in the diplomatic trade as, quote, the New York Channel. Well, there's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.